All right, you guys want to move on to Paco del Stinko?
And I know that you love my dreads. Got my tattoos and borrowed shoes. And nah, man, I don't know what you just said. Look at me as I wave my freak flag high. You won't believe how much I blow your mind.
I saw you two on YouTube.
Yeah.
I had forgotten, I think as a lot of people did, that there was an optional challenge.
I didn't even remember. But there was an optional challenge.
Yeah, the optional challenge was reference U2.
Oh, that's right.
Did you catch that the drum intro was Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yes, I did. Actually, you know, my first notes on this was that it had to be a reference to the Nirvana U2 round.
And it was.
With the intro and the Sunday Bloody Sunday drums. But that, you know, having said that, yeah, okay, good on him. But that intro is tacked on and not incorporated well at all.
And it immediately drops it and goes to something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, I guess he did more than maybe any other competitor.
If there are other U2 references, I didn't get any of them.
Yeah,
I didn't make any. I did not remember that there was an optional challenge.
Yeah, optional challenges are for suckers.
Don't say that.
If you do them right, I like that. I like the optional challenges. It's an additional thing, but it's optional. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You get some credit.
You guys are pros, though. You should be stretching yourself. And I say that, you know, including everybody. So I guess now this kind of makes me reassess Paco's song. There are some problems that I had with it, but since he's the only one probably who did the U2 reference, then maybe...
Everyone else is disqualified.
Yeah. No, man, you don't get credit. I mean, if you take on the optional challenge and you suck at it, then you suck at it.
Yeah.
You don't get credit for having one leg.
Fair enough.
How about
the worst
snaps?
Way to put that? Yeah,
you should get credit for that.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I thought the song was really fun, though, and I love that solo. I don't know what's going on in that solo, though, and I was trying to figure it out. And
I have
farting
Vesuvala
like...
question mark.
I thought it was a fake kazoo. I thought it was
an electric kazoo, maybe. I don't know, like a kazoo that you did the Peter Frampton box thing with.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was thinking too, because it sounds like his voice is going parallel with it. So maybe like some weird vocoder pitch shifted kazoo type thing, or I don't know. Whatever it is, it sounds really inventive. And I'm not sure that I've heard anything quite like it before.
And it bleeds right into a synth solo or like a synth run where he's like rocking the mod wheel while he's playing it. It's really cool.
This song has the kitchen sink, man. I love Paco's just inexhaustible creativity and just keeps on coming, and I really think that he should like learn tuba and join the Marching Abominable.
I saw that you posted a video. I didn't click on it yet, though, but I'll do that.
It's this organization in Atlanta. They're basically a marching band for weird middle-aged people. And, you know, they actually play and they actually march and they go to events and they hire out to do events, but their kind of aesthetic is wave your freak flag. And it was very, very appropriate. And I think that Paco fits in with them.
Yeah, I'm not 100% in on his take on the title, though. Again, this is another one of those, you know, it's fine and it's valid. And Jerkatorium essentially did something similar with High School Safety Pin Parade. And I think Paco does it better and more effectively, humorously here, but I don't think it's the option I wanted to hear. You know, again, I wanted celebratory, and instead this is sort of an anti-hippie song or hippies or posers song or something like that, which is not the way that I would have preferred him to go. Still an amazing song, but the content of the lyrics didn't do it for me.
I really love all of his backing vocals. Like, there's this ascending, like, just sounds super cool. And when he says it's going to get weird, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole instrumental interlude, just fantastic.
really cool. And there's some killer guitar licks at the end, and I really like the ending too. So yeah, I was pretty happy with the song. I also noticed, yeah, it's kind of got an anti-hippie, anti-freaks theme, but
I don't know. I think it's more of an anti-poser theme than anything. You know, because he at the end, he say, "I'd never lie through my implanted teeth." Kind of makes me think maybe he's talking about, you know, kids who go for the punk aesthetic and they've actually got a trust fund at home and their safety net is very thick.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I
think it's more that than actual, you know, I don't like freaks. But who knows? We each get to interpret them our own way.